Skinny and Hooli Show.
Listoon Varna. Oh, listoon Varna. Listoon, 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 Varna.
How's it going there, everybody?
Hey, how's it going, everybody? Welcome once again to the Skinny and Hooli Show. I'm your old friend, Mike Houlihan. And with me, as always, my old buddy, my pal, my friend, Mr. James Skinny Sheen. Skin, what do you say?
Hey, Hooli, great to be back here at Lizzie McNeil's. How are you doing?
Doing great. Hey, you're listening to the Skinny and Hooli Show. We're brought to you by Flood Brothers Disposal. Our old pal, Bob Flood. We're coming at you out of Cicero, Illinois, WCEV. We're Chicago's ethnic voice, 1450 on your AM dial. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter. We're streaming online at WCEV1450.com. If you ever miss a show, folks, you can always catch the podcast at SkinnyHooli.com, usually up by Monday. Skinny, it's St. Patrick's Day is over. And there's my son, Patty Houlihan, just walked in the room. What a guy.
What a guy.
And, Skinny, we have some very special guests here tonight. Very honored to have the deputy mayor of County Cork, Joe Carroll, is with us. Joe, welcome to Chicago.
Oh, thank you, Mike. Thank you. It's great to be here.
Falcha.
Falter, I falter more.
Welcome to Lizzie McNeil's. We're so glad you're here. This is great. We've had a great relationship with Ireland. We've had so many guests on, and we're really proud to have you here today.
And we love the guys from Cork.
Yes, guys from Cork are great.
You know what? We're going to Cork in October. We're going to Clontarkilty.
You'll be very welcome there, yeah?
Oh, yeah. We're going to all the... Here. Take one of those.
We do a trip every year.
Yeah, we do a trip
every year.
We take about 40 to 50 people to Ireland every year.
Yeah, so it's great.
Brilliant. Yeah, Clontarkilty, you like that place because it's a wonderful town, great town for music.
Well, we're going there because of Michael Collins and the Centennial.
I live about 20 miles west of Clontarkilty in the town of Skibbereen, which is also
Skibbereen. I've been there, yeah.
Great town. You have to call there next year.
You
do indeed.
Do they have any bars in Clontarkilty?
It's not Clontarkilty, it's Clontarkilty.
Okay? Clontarkilty.
I tell you what, it's world famous for is black pudding.
Oh, okay.
Do you eat the black pudding here with your breakfast?
Well, yes.
The best black pudding in the world is made in Clontarkilty.
Really?
It is indeed, yeah. It's a great product. But they've got great pubs in Clontarkilty.
How long are you guys in town for?
I'm in town here until Tuesday, I think. This is my second... third day here. I came on Wednesday.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we're enjoying every minute of it.
Are you guys staying at the Drake again? Usually that's where
staying at the Drake,
very
yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, they're looking after us very well there. Yeah.
What about Derry
McArdle, is he there?
Pardon?
The GM. Who's the GM? Is it McArdle?
Oh, I have no idea.
Drake? I know that guy.
He's from
Ireland.
There's an Irish guy there. Yeah.
Tell him you're on the Skinny Show. We've had him on here. I can't think of his name right now. He's a great guy. Skinny
Hooli
Show.
We've also had the chef and the catering director. Antoinette Cahill.
Yes.
Talk to Joe while I get a quick picture of him on the show.
He's multitasking.
I got to do everything.
See that?
So have you been to the States before?
Well, I have a few times, but I'd like to tell you that I was here 35 years ago, 1980.
Were you really?
And I had a great time here. There was five of us came on a holiday. We were actually invited to a political function that Mayor Daly's son was talking, and a fella called Danny O'Brien spoke.
Oh, I know Danny.
The late Danny O'Brien.
That was before the election of Reagan and Carter.
Right.
Now, we had a wonderful night on that occasion. It was absolutely brilliant. So we enjoyed our stay. We have great memories of being in Chicago.
So you were here 30... How old were you at the time? Seven or eight?
I was with my mom. Small.
Who else came with you?
Not telling you that, no.
This week. Is Jerry Cronin with you?
No, I'll tell you, there's Sean, my buddy, the other day. He's the secretary.
Sean
O'Callaghan. Yes. And Tim Lucy is the CEO. Our mayor is John Paul O'Shea. He had to go back for a funeral with Tim Lucy, with one of our colleagues passed away.
Oh, sorry to hear that.
And they're on their way back again because they couldn't stay away, so they should be here tomorrow sometime.
Oh, they're coming back?
Oh, they are indeed.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
They have to be here.
You
got to get over to that. I know you're going to the parade tomorrow, but you should get to the Southside Parade on Sunday. It's unbelievable.
Great one, is it?
It's a great neighborhood. Skinny and I both grew up there.
As
a matter of fact, it was shut down for 3 years because of... Well, it got out of hand, Joe.
Yeah.
And we got it back, though.
We resurrected it and brought it back.
Your drink was too strong, was it?
A
little bit. But now it's back to where its original roots, so it's all families and kids and grandparents, and it's really nice. Really nice. And then everybody can go back to their homes and they can do whatever
parties,
they want.
Do you house parties?
Do you have music?
Oh, everything.
Yeah. Music here?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know, later tonight, we're going to. Patty Holman is coming by, who is from Cork.
Yeah.
And maybe he'll do that.
One of the great Chicago Cork musicians and a great tenor.
Great.
And he's coming by just to meet you, as a matter of fact. So I don't know where he is. Probably parking his car. It's not easy here.
That's wonderful. We'd be delighted to meet him and maybe sing a song with him.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you sing?
I do sing when I'm drunk. Well, not when I'm drunk. I have to be. Not after coffee. No, I don't sing after coffee.
That don't look like coffee.
Coffee doesn't do it for me. No.
Me neither.
So how is Cork doing?
Cork is doing great. Cork is a good... the county is great, and the city itself, it's a wonderful place to be, but as I said, we're county people.
Yeah. Did you just have to go through an election? Were you involved in the election?
We did have an election for the government, and it wound up being a mishmash. We may not have a government.
One of our buddies got...
We wish we didn't have a government.
Yeah, boy, do we ever.
But the Taoiseach, they got to figure out how to work that out, right?
Because he doesn't have a majority.
He doesn't have... No. He had to resign yesterday as Taoiseach. He's acting Taoiseach while they're trying to make up their mind. And... It's not going to work. I don't know what's going
to
happen.
They may have to have another general election.
They may have. And you see, what they've been suggesting is that the two main parties should join together and make a government.
Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil.
No, right. You have it. No, I can tell you, I know a lot of people in their graves would jump out of their graves that's going to happen.
No.
A lot of those people going back 60, 70 years ago.
Hatfields and the McCoys,
They were firing shots at each other. They're not going to forget that so fast, you know?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Now, a friend of ours lost his seat, Jimmy Jeanahan. He was our good pal.
He did. He's on his way in here today.
Is he really?
Yeah, he's coming in to see Cahill. David Cahill.
No kidding.
I talked to Dave Cahill yesterday. He wants to see us. He's going to stop by.
One of my favorite
He was
people.
A footballer, a Kerry footballer.
Yeah.
Right, a great Kerry footballer.
He's been on the show several times.
Has he?
When we bring our group to Ireland, he always gives him a tour of the doll.
He'd be a nice guy that way. He would.
He's a great guy. Great guy.
And now, who are the guys who won in Kerry?
We didn't particularly like Jimmy and Cork, you know, because they always beat Cork in the football.
Oh, sure.
You see?
Yeah, Kerry.
And I was one time going to meet Jimmy, and a fellow from Cork said to me, "Will you ever ask Jimmy when is he going to give Jimmy Barry Murphy back his jersey?" I hope he doesn't hear
Old
that.
Grudges die hard.
Jackie Healy Ray's kids run, huh?
Guys,
the two Healy Rays.
That's going to be some story, you know.
The two of them got elected.
The two of them, yeah. And they could have elected a third. They had so many votes.
Isn't that amazing?
They had over 30,000 votes. 20 would elect two. You know,
that's amazing.
Yeah,
amazing.
They're very popular people, I can tell you
and
that.
And they're Fianna Fáil?
They were Fianna Fáil. No, they're independent now. Very much independent.
Okay.
No. They left the fold because going back, Jackie wasn't allowed to stand. And he decided to go independent, and he headed a poll, you see? And
good for him.
That's what the boys are doing now, yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sounds like Donald Trump.
Yeah. A bit of that, yeah.
Now, there's rumors he may be out on the South Side Sunday. They haven't been confirmed yet.
Yeah, well, we can't.
This will be after that anyway.
But it's fun. We like watching your politics. When we've been to Ireland, like Huli said that... Jimmy's been really good to us. I was over there last October. I ran the marathon in Dublin.
You did?
Yeah, we had a great time. Great time. It was terrific. We love Ireland.
I was over there in October, but I did not run the marathon, Joe.
Yeah. Well, you're a bit like
you can probably hardly walk.
A bit like myself. Yeah. Well, it's good to see. You know you ran a marathon in Dublin, and I can tell you that. Yeah, it's good.
So it was a great day, but we're all both 100% Irish. My father's from Limerick. My mother's parents are both from Ireland, so... And it's a big, you know, you know what goes on in the States. This is a big, big deal this time of the year. And everybody gets together and everybody's Irish, you know. Chicago's a city of immigrants.
Sure.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
But on St. Patrick's Day, you see everybody, every size, color, nationality wearing St. Patrick's. Am I right,
Huli? Will this be your first time in the Chicago parade?
Oh, definitely my first
time. That's going to blow your mind.
I believe so, yeah. And I think everybody wants to be Irish tomorrow.
Right. Even Mayor Rahm Emanuel.
Yeah. You'll see him tomorrow, and you'll see a lot of people. But it's just a great day because everybody's included, and we don't do that, you know, where this one is this or whatever. And even the politicians get together.
Are you likely to see some leprechauns tomorrow night around the place? Or
many.
I'll see him all weekend.
Yeah. He is one.
Hey.
Now, Joe, how long have you been deputy mayor?
For 1 year. This is my. You got elected. I got elected last June, the same as the mayor.
Oh, good for
so
you.
So anything he can turn up at, I'm supposed to turn up at.
Okay.
So that's why I'm here.
You're doing a heck of a job.
We're doing our best, I can tell you. Yeah,
yeah.
We're doing our best. It's a nice post. It's a good honor to
what
have.
What business were you in before you got into politics?
Before I was, I tell you, I ran. I did drove a bus for the national company for a long time.
Good for you.
But I also ran a pub at one point in time and did different things like that, you know.
Yeah, you don't know Phil Duffy, do you?
Phil Duffy. No, it doesn't ring a bell.
He's our driver.
For CIE.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, we had a great time with him.
But you know what? You get a driver in Ireland, and they all are great Shanachies, and they tell stories, and they sing songs, and they know the whole history.
They do.
I mean, I'm sure you were terrific.
They can talk. They can talk. All right, a lot of these guys. They can.
I think they make up a lot of that stuff too.
you wouldn't want to swallow the whole lot. No. It was a great life to have if you're driving a bus around, because you're going to meet all sorts of nice people. You know,
right?
You get them all nationalities. When I was living down the west, southwest, I had all nationalities.
Right.
Americans,
right.
Canadians. Japanese, anything at all.
Yeah, right.
They were all there.
Everyone loves Ireland.
Yeah, they all came for a look.
Ireland is a preview of heaven. That's what I said.
Oh, isn't that nice to hear that? Yeah.
Hey, we're going to take a little break here and bring our friend Patty Holman in here to talk to you.
When your family has suffered a loss, there's one family I know who will be there for you. Robert J. Sheehy and Sons Funeral Home are third generation family owned and operated. The Sheehy family has dedicated their lives serving families throughout Chicago and the southwest suburbs. Robert J. Sheehy and Son Funeral Home was incorporated in 1913 as a storefront at 76th and Halsted, Chicago. At the time, this is one of the few standalone funeral homes of its kind, was to be the first of many to come bearing the Sheehy name. The founder, Roger Sheehy Sr., was soon joined in business by his three sons, Roger Jr., Jack, and Bob. This trademark of success is evident 98 years later as Bob and Jim Sheehy, third generation, own and operate two locations in Orland Park and Burbank. The name Sheehy on their sign outside the funeral home means something. For them, it's very important that everyone be treated as if they were family, friend, or neighbor, as they very well could be. When my brother Willie died a few years ago, the Sheehys took very good care of our family, and you know you never forget something like that. Every detail is handled in a professional and personal manner. On a daily basis, the directors Bill Kiley, Mike Orico, and John Sullivan, and the rest of the staff, take great pride in their work, serving families as if they were their own. Bob Sheehy will tell you, we pride ourselves on offering the highest level of professionalism with every family we serve. Robert J. Sheehy and Sons Funeral Homes, here for you since 1913. Flood Brothers Disposal was started 80 years ago by their grandfather. 15 members of the family still work together every day. And as in their grandfather's day, they're service-oriented and believe that the only way to do something is the right way. They're price competitive, and you can count on them to exceed your expectations. So contact Flood Brothers for a quote on your solid waste recycling and yard waste collection services. And remember their motto, your garbage is our bread and butter. Call Brian Flood today at 773-626-5800 or at floodbrothersdisposal.com.
Ed Napleton's grandfather, Edward W. Napleton, opened his first automotive business in 1931 on Chicago's South Side. Today, the Napleton family operates more than 23 dealerships in four states. The Skinny and Hooley Show is proud to work with Ed Napleton Honda in Oak Lawn, reaching out to our Irish-American community. Our friend Eddie Napleton treats the needs of each individual customer with paramount concern. He knows you have high expectations, and Eddie enjoys the challenge of meeting and exceeding those standards each and every time. So drop into Ed Napleton Honda in Oak Lawn when you're looking for a new or used vehicle. Their experienced sales staff is eager to offer you a great deal on a great car. Go to EdNapletonHonda.com to browse their online inventory, schedule a test drive, and investigate financing options. Call Ed Napleton Honda in Oak Lawn at 708-436-0011 or visit them online at EdNapletonHonda.com or in person at 5800 West 95th Street in Oak Lawn. And tell them Skinny and Hooley sent you, and you'll get that same old Southside Irish welcome that Eddie's grandfather started with way back in 1931. Putting your future in the hands of a lawyer can get personal, particularly in personal injury cases. You've got one shot at justice, so you're going to want a guy who thinks like you. Tom Gorman is Southside Irish all the way. He grew up in Holy Redeemer Parish, went to Brother Rice, and he got a ride to play ball at Notre Dame, played on the undefeated 1988 National Championship football team. After a shoulder injury ended his career, Tom stayed on with the Fighting Irish for his master's and law degree. Tom won the American Jurisprudence Award for trial advocacy at Notre Dame Law School and he's been a trial lawyer ever since. Todd's practice is devoted exclusively to personal injury and wrongful death. Jury's $1 million verdicts for his clients, but his focus remains on those families and their futures. Tom and his wife, Christine, have lived in Beverly for almost 20 years. And they're raising their 5 kids in Christ the King Parish, Brother Rice, Mother McCauley, and their oldest son is now at ND as well. Lots of folks have to deal with tragedy. It's good to know there's a guy out there you can count on who'll be in your corner to protect your family. You can call Tom Gorman directly at 312-345-7210 and tell him about your situation. Or go to the website, www.gormantriallaw.com. He's a good guy. There's no charge for the consultation, and you'll meet a new friend that's ready to fight for you and your family. Call Tom Gorman today at 312-345-7210 and tell him your story.
And we're back on the Skinny and Hooley Show. It took a little break there. We're with Deputy Mayor of County Cork, Joe Carroll, and we just were joined by Chicago's favorite Irish tenor, Paddy Homan, also a Cork man. Paddy, welcome to the back to the show.
Delighted to be here, Hooley and Skinny. And I heard there was a famous Cork people in town, so I said I better turn out and lend a moral support, you know.
Well, we're so glad you did, and you got an opportunity to meet Joe. And
yeah, and Joe was telling me that you worked on bus Aaron.
On the number 3 bus.
On the number 3 bus.
But I won't tell you, it's a long, long time ago now. You know,
yeah.
Again, I was with my mother. I was very young at the time.
Like the time. He came to Chicago a long time ago with his mother, too, he said.
Yeah. Yeah. I always got the number 3 bus and the number 2 up the north side. So, yeah, I know it very well.
I don't think you overpaid your fare. You owe me a lot of money, I think.
That'd be right.
Now, Patty, you're from Fairview?
Fair Hill.
Oh, Fair Hill. Yeah. Okay.
Here's up the mall, says the boys of Fair Hill. Okay.
That's it.
If you want to join our club.
That's right.
Well, they're in town all weekend. Paddy has a great show called I Am Ireland. As a matter of fact, tonight, on the 19th, it's playing in Naperville at Wentz Concert Hall in North Central College. You can still get a few tickets. You got to see this show. It's just the most beautiful and terrific history of Ireland in song. Call the box office at 630-637-7469. Tonight at 8 o'clock. You might still get a ticket.
Central College.
You know what, Skinny Hooley, thanks so much for all your support. And yes, it's technically I'm involved in it, but these are the stories within such wonderful characters that we're bringing to life. We absolutely sold out at Gaelic Park last week. It was absolutely incredible. And we have some wonderful musicians, including Sean Gavin, whose father is from Clare.
He just won the big
just
award.
Just won the gold medal. Right. The only guy from outside of Ireland that ever won the Sean O'Riordan gold medal on the flute and the Eilean pipes. And, of course, we have Jesse Langan and Jonathan Whittle as well.
Jesse Langan was on the show last week.
That's right.
With Sean Cleland and Jackie Moran. Yeah.
So, really, it's about bringing the great characters of 1916 to life. So, like Wolfe Tone and Robert Emmett, Thomas Davis. We talk a lot about Skibbereen and what the people were going through there.
He lives in Skibbereen.
That's right,
yeah.
But when you hear that, it's just incredible stuff.
It's grand to hear Petty talking about all those great heroes we had.
He's keeping it alive here in Chicago.
Learned it all in the North, man, going to the Christian Brothers, so there you go, you know? Yeah.
April 24th is the centennial. I mean, that's when it started.
That's the actual day.
Easter Monday.
Right.
It was Easter Monday, but it's April 24th. So it's unbelievable, and it's great what Ireland is doing to promote the centennial.
That's right.
And to get people in, to come back there, and, you know, they did a good thing with the welcoming. What was the thing 2 years ago?
The gathering.
The gathering. Yeah, and that, now this is just, it's great for Ireland, but people should go and just see. Because you don't understand.
Sure.
There's so many people that they don't understand where they came from until they go there.
It's very interesting. You know, I was at the Irish-American Partnership breakfast
this morning.
The Union League Club.
Yeah.
And they talked about, you know, the role of education in Ireland and what the partnership does to support schools and back home. And that show that we're doing, I Am Ireland, a lot of that history I learned as a schoolboy growing up in the North Monastery. And the impact that, a good teacher and a love of Irish history can do, because you bring it out here, you understand your country from your other home, and then it takes on whole new meanings, and you shake hands with people and they tell you your story, their connection to Ireland, how so many of them came out during the famine. Like 2 million people came out during that decade, and that's incredible stuff, you know? So,
Yeah, a lot of your ancestors, they came out around the time of the famine.
Sure they did.
Right.
They did. Yeah.
Right.
And they had to go through a lot of strife, a bit like the Syrians are doing now coming to Europe. They had to go. And a lot of them died on the way, you know? So yeah. There's a great... And like Paddy's
saying... Coffin ships.
Yeah, Paddy's saying they're like that. A lot of people really have to go away to appreciate their history.
Absolutely.
Like, we take it for granted at home with the great history we have, but then when you come over to places like Chicago or New York or Boston, you meet people who are very proud of what
the diaspora.
Oh, the diaspora, right. Yeah, I can tell you now. Yeah. It's a great feeling to have. And, of course, 1916 was the time when we said, enough is enough.
Yeah.
See, when we want you guys out of here. And they didn't like it, but they went.
Those guys, everybody, a lot of people thought they were crazy. They turned out to be great patriots, and look what they did, and they gave their lives for Ireland. God
you know, Holy was with me 2 years ago when we went to Ireland, and my daughter Bridget was with us on the trip, and we went to Clare, where my grandmother was from, mm-hmm. and we went to the cemetery where her parents, Timothy and Mary Sexton, were.
Wow. Okay.
I said, these are your great... I mean, it was really... And my daughter Bridget said, yeah, we were at the grave. Now, they had 22 children, okay?
Wow.
And she said... And Bridget said, when we got there, she just said, I finally get it. And to this day, she talks about it all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's amazing.
I said, if it wasn't for those two people, we wouldn't be. It's so.
Be there.
But before, if you said anything, you know, when in one ear and out the other, but when you go there and you see it, you can feel it. It's
sure,
just
yeah.
terrific.
Yeah. And one of the greatest feelings of all is when you go into a cemetery in Ireland and you go back and you see the history that's down there and where then you come over here and you meet the people. Some of the grandfathers or brothers of these people who had to go. They had to go. They had no other choice.
Right.
Now, you know what, Joe? We want to welcome you to Chicago and hope you have a blast here this weekend while you're here. Great to introduce you to Paddy. Paddy's going to do the banks for you.
Oh, the banks.
Now, let me just tell. Hey, Sean, Paddy's going to do the banks.
Yeah.
So I want to call another cork man over here because... I know these guys
we
eat
met
up
before.
The sun.
How are you doing?
Yeah. That's Sean
Penny
O'Callaghan
Holman, nice
there. That's
Sean,
Paddy.
Good to talk to
you. All right, so just get it. I know you're going to dig this, guys.
Yeah, you've got to get it right now because Paddy is a city man and we're country boys, you know?
Okay, cold cheese.
But that's okay. And, we sort the cold cheese out
we
here.
Don't, we don't often sing together too often.
A fight's going to break out at any moment. No, feel free to join in.
But, so anyway.
Here he is, Paddy Holman.
Oh, how oft to my thoughts in their fancy take flight to the home of my childhood away. To the days when each patriot's vision seemed bright, ere I dreamed that those joys would decay. When my heart was as wild as the wild winds that blowed down the Mardyke through each elm tree, where we sported and played beneath the green leafy shade on the banks of my own lovely Lee. Where we sported and played beneath the green leafy shade on the banks of my own lovely.
Yeah.
Up the rebels.
Fill him up again, come on.
Very good, boys. That was terrific.
That was brilliant.
Brilliant, guys.
How do you draw heart on that? No, that's outstanding. We didn't hear a song as good as that for a long time.
Well done, Joe.
The only place you hear a song as good is in a pub in Blackpool at the bottom of Fair Hill.
I've been in most of them.
All right, you can catch Paddy Holman tonight in Naperville at North Central College, Wentz Concert Hall, Saturday, 8 p.m. Call 630-637-7469. Get in there. You will never forget it. It's just a terrific show. Joe, thank you so much for coming to Chicago. God bless you.
Sean O'Callaghan,
great to see you again, pal.
Thanks so much for having us.
Okay, we're going to take a little break on the Skinny and Hooley Show. We'll be right back after these messages from our friends.
I'm Brendan O'Brien. Back in June of 1976, a guy opened a saloon on the south side called Riley's Daughter. That guy is my dad, Boz O'Brien. Our family's quenched the thirst of the south side for over 35 years. The storied history of Riley's Daughter is familiar to generations of friends who've told me their tales of nights at Riley's they'll never forget. Maybe they met their future wife or hubby at Riley's, or maybe they were there for many of our White Sox, Bears, or Notre Dame trips. Or maybe their grandmother bribed the judges in our Irish soda bread contest. We'll never tell. My family is proud to have been part of that over the years. One thing my dad has taught me is that you can't have too many friends. The legacy of Riley's Daughter has been the people we've been lucky enough to meet who stop by and share their good times with us. Today, we're still on the south side. For the last 10 years at Chicago's Midway Airport, located in the main food court, we provide a Southside Irish welcome to everyone who enters our cozy, authentic pub imported from Ireland. Pull up a stool at Riley's Daughter and make yourself at home. If you're looking for a great drink and a friendly chat before your flight, please say hello to my dad, Boz, my uncle Jimmy, my brother Danny, or me, Brendan O'Brien. If you don't bring us a story, we'll make sure you leave with one. And if you mention the Skinny and Hooley Show, we'll make sure to get an extra ice cube in that drink of yours. See you at Riley's Daughter Midway.
Attention commercial business owners, industrial business owners, restaurateurs, apartment, condominium, and building maintenance managers. Flood Brothers Disposal and Recycling Service wants to earn your business. When was the last time you checked your garbage disposal rates? How about making a call or emailing for a free quote today at 773-626-5800 or online to floodbrothersdisposal.com. Flood Brothers is one of the last family-owned and operated solid waste recycling and yard waste firms serving metropolitan Chicagoland. Flood Brothers specializes in expert personalized service, extremely competitive pricing, and is backed by the Flood Brothers family name. Call Flood Brothers today. There's no charge other than a phone call to get a free quote. Call 773-626-5800 or go online to floodbrothersdisposal.com. When your name is on the trucks, you work harder to satisfy every customer. Call 773-626-5800. Flood Brothers Disposal and Recycling Service. Your garbage and recycling waste is their bread and butter.
There's only one Irish pub on the Chicago River, at Lizzie McNeil's at 400 North McClure Court. It's just a short walk from our studio for the Skinny and Hooley Show, so we spend a lot of time there Friday nights after we tape the show. You can escape the hustle and bustle of Navy Pier and relax at Lizzie McNeil. Our old pal John Wren is your host. Please say hello when you stop by for one of their ice-cold brews in an authentic Irish pub. One visit and you'll be calling it your hometown hangout. When the weather gets nice, they have two outdoor patio areas where you can take advantage of the sunshine and a cafe menu of salads, sandwiches, and appetizers. Lizzie's also has a great private party room that's perfect for birthdays, graduations, and most nights at Lizzie's, you can meet the elite of Chicago's Irish-American community. So stop by Lizzie McNeil soon, right by the river. Tell them you were sent by Skinny and Hooley.
And we're back to the Skinny and Hooley show. This is kind of our St. Patrick's Day weekend show. Skinny,
it's been a very busy week, Hooley. We're winding it up here.
If we live through it, we'll be lucky. Hey, we want to welcome Eileen Ryan to the show. Eileen, welcome to the Skinny and Hooley show.
Thanks, guys. I really appreciate you having me.
And tell us what's going on.
So I'm here to tell everyone about the Paul Galvin benefit. We're going to be having a benefit for a gentleman named Paul Galvin. He's the former proprietor of Galvin's Public House up on Lawrence Avenue on the north side. Paul's been suffering for the past 6.5 years from brain tumor, and he has one of the most serious types of brain tumor. They only gave him 18 months to begin with, and he's lived for 6.5 years.
Wow.
It's amazing. The people over, you know, the amazing people over at Northwestern, at RIC, not only have they kept him alive, but they've kept him walking and talking all this time. So
that is great.
It is an amazing, amazing accomplishment.
When's the benefit?
So the benefit is March 20th. It's Sunday, March 20th at the...
This is airing on the 19th, so it's tomorrow.
Right, it's tomorrow. So everyone come on out tomorrow.
Sunday, tomorrow, yeah.
Sunday, March 20th at the Irish American Heritage Center.
Oh, at the Heritage Center, yeah.
Yeah. It's 4626 North Knox Avenue. And we have a great lineup. We have great music lined up.
Who's in the music lineup?
So we've got John McDonough.
Oh, he's terrific.
Yeah, he is fantastic. Billy O'Donohue, Larry Nugent.
Oh, sure.
Larry's terrific.
Yeah, Joe McShane, Barry Fagan, and like probably a dozen others. I mean, it is just going to be a major session going on up there all day tomorrow at the Heritage Center.
What time does it start? It
starts at 3 o'clock and we go to 9 o'clock.
Oh, wow.
We have a major buffet. You would not believe how generous people have been.
They give those food meetings and everybody brings food.
We sure did. Yeah. Right, right.
And what's it cost to get in? What's the donation?
It is a donation at the door, whatever you're comfortable with. We do hope everyone gets up there and brings their family. We will have the Easter Bunny.
So it's a family thing, too.
It is a family thing as well, right. So that the Easter Bunny will be there from 4 to 5:30 tomorrow.
The real Easter Bunny.
The real Easter Bunny is showing up. Yeah, we booked him early. We did a good job. Yeah. So there'll be face painting, there'll be kids' activities, but plenty of stuff for adults. We have a huge silent auction, some live auctions going on. We have Cubs tickets, we've got jerseys, we've got some major certificates for major restaurants downtown. That it's just lovely.
It's all going to go help pay Paul's medical expenses.
His medical expenses and helping out the family. After six and a half years of dealing with this, you know, it's been tough.
So tomorrow starts at 3 o'clock. I guess you could just show up, or do you have to call in advance for
you
tickets?
You do not need to call in advance. We just welcome everyone. We're going to be up in the Aaron Room on the top floor of the Heritage Center.
I love the Aaron Room, yeah.
It's beautiful, and we are going to have a great crowd out there. It's going to be a big session for the day, and it's celebrating his beautiful life.
It sounds like you're planning a hooli.
We're planning a hooli.
All right.
That is terrific.
Okay, so it's the Paul Galvin Benefit tomorrow, Sunday, 3 o'clock at the Heritage Center. Suggested donation. You don't even have to get, you know, and give generously.
Give
right?
a lot. Give a lot. Eileen, did Galvin, did he work for the city also?
I don't think he ever worked for the city. He worked construction, though.
Yeah, okay.
Right,
okay.
And then they had the bar up on Lawrence Avenue
I mentioned
for a long time.
I was talking to Johnny Wren earlier and telling him you were coming on. He said, I know Galvin's Public House very well.
Right, it's a great spot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's still running, right?
I mean, it's still running. They're not in it anymore, but it is still running. He wasn't able to run it anymore.
Right. Shame. By the way, guess what my mother's name is?
Well, I think it's Eileen Ryan.
Right.
Oh, really?
How do you remember that?
I've heard it before.
Because he uses it on every Eileen Ryan that he meets.
No, I worked with your brother years ago. No. Does that put a feeling of fear or a feeling of comfort in you?
Actually, the fear thing.
That fear thing.
She had seven sons, okay?
Oh,
so,
God bless her.
And two daughters. So anyways, she was, you know, you didn't screw around.
No.
My father was a policeman. He said, your mother is a plainclothes nun, just so you know. So we always had a lot of fun, though.
It doesn't sound like it with seven. Or nine, actually.
Now, where'd you grow up, Eileen?
I'm from, actually, the far south suburbs. But
are you really?
Yeah, I was one of ten. I was one of seven girls and three boys. So we beat you by one.
No kidding.
Your poor father with seven girls. But
now, what's your maiden name?
I am Eileen Ryan. I'm married to Jerry Keeley. He's from Galway,
Oh, God bless him.
Yeah.
So, and then, so he brought you to the north side, or you know.
I found my own way years ago when I got out of college.
Oh,
so.
Sure. That's what everybody does.
And what about, are you a Sox fan or a Cubs fan?
Sox fan first and always.
There we go. Is this your daughter?
This is my daughter, Niamh
Ryan.
She doesn't look
too much like her.
Yeah,
she
looks just like you.
Yeah, she's a great girl.
And you're a great gal for doing this for
thanks.
Paul Galvin and his family.
Absolutely.
God bless you.
What is your daughter's name?
Her name is Niamh.
Niamh.
And how do you spell that? Like J-Y-S-O?
Something like that, yeah. Yeah.
I saw Jimmy Fallon. Did you see Jimmy Fallon with the Irish names?
Yes, that was hysterical.
My God. How about?
Niamh was one of the names. And
yes, I remember.
Right, we've got a daughter, Siobhan, so she
spell
was on there as well.
Is it N-E-A-G-H or
no,
something?
No, it's
N-I-A-M-H.
Oh, okay.
Niamh.
Yeah.
And he's like, where's the V?
Right.
It's terrific.
Yeah, no, we spelled it the right way.
Look at she can't hear what we're saying anyway.
But that was a great movie, though, wasn't it?
It was.
Terrific movie,
yeah.
Great.
What movie are you talking about?
Brooklyn
with Saoirse Ronan.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah, she was the guest that
night,
right?
Right.
Yeah, that's a chick flick.
It's great. No, it's a great movie. It's a great movie.
All right, Eileen Ryan, you're doing
thanks
good
so
in the hood.
You're doing
the Paul
Galvin.
Tomorrow, 3 o'clock at the Heritage Center. All kinds of great music, great musicians.
And great prizes.
So
thanks so much for having us, guys. We really appreciate it.
Okay.
Thank you so
much.
Good luck and God bless. We're
going
to take a little break in the Skinny and Hooli Show. We'll be right back after these messages.
With a history going all the way back to 1896, the International Union of Operating Engineers has continued to protect workers and their families with loyalty and brotherhood. Local 150 has continued to thrive through economic booms and busts with careful training and aggressive organizing. Under the leadership of President and Business Manager Jim Sweeney, Local 150 has implemented programs and action plans to create work, protect benefits, and keep members working. And they've been helping the Irish-American community of Chicagoland for just as long. Skinny and Hooley Show is proud to be associated with Jim Sweeney and Local 150, and we salute the continuing efforts of the International Union of Operating Engineers and their support of Irish and Irish-American families now and in the future. Thanks to Local 150.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We've been warming the hearts, minds, and souls of the most discriminating oatmeal lovers for over 150 years. From the family farm to your table, enjoy the whole grain goodness of McCann's Irish Oatmeal today. Available at your local grocery store.
Here's a big shout out to our newest sponsor, Fresh Wave. You know, it doesn't matter if you're in the country with no snakes or the city of the big shoulders. We live in a world full of terrible smells, like skunks and sports gear, baby diapers, and cigarette smoke. Unshowered CTA riders, and worse. And boy, are they the worst. So when the stink gets too strong, turn to the power of the Fresh Wave Natural Odor Eliminators. Fresh Wave products eliminate odors without the use of toxic chemicals or masking fragrances. Inside, you'll find just plant oils and water. That's it, plant oils and water. Naturally destroying bad smells at a molecular level, Fresh Wave is safe to use anytime, anywhere, on any odor imaginable. And you know what? I can imagine a lot of bad odors. So, ditch those air fresheners full of harsh ingredients and phony floral smells. They stink anyway. Choose natural odor eliminators from Fresh Wave. Available at Bed Bath & Beyond, Ace Hardware, Whole Foods, and the Container Store. I think they're also a Target. To learn more about Fresh Wave and to find your nearest Fresh Wave retailer, visit freshwaveworks.com today. And we're back with the Skinny and Hooley Show. Hey, that's great, the Paul Galvin benefit that they're doing. And God bless Eileen Ryan
Center,
and her daughter, Neve. Oh, and you know what else we got? We got Patty Houlihan here with us tonight.
Hi, Patty.
Patty has a show on Saturday nights from 7 to 8, the Hooley's Hooley with his brother Bill.
Correct.
And they lead off for the crack with Cooney and Keene.
That's right. That's at 12:40 a.m.
Yeah, 12:40 a.m. So how's it going? How's the show going? You're in your second year now.
Your second year?
Yeah, man. A little bit over a year now. Not second year. I wouldn't say, well, I guess that would categorize it as being into your second year.
Yeah. We started in November of 2014. Yeah.
That's terrific.
Yeah, we're having a ball.
It's show business, right?
It is show business.
Look at him. Doesn't he look like Mr. Showbiz today?
He looks like his mom.
Oh, you went to the...
I did. I was at the Blue Cross Blue Shield party.
What's Skinny?
I saw Skinny earlier there. Yeah. We were talking to Tommy Finnegan for a little bit.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
But, Dick Quigley throws that party for Blue Cross Blue Shield. Good place to network. Decided that I'd suit up, go over there, and try to drum up some business for myself.
Good for you. What business are you in, Patty?
I'm in the payment processing business. How's that for interesting?
Looks like a con man in that outfit, doesn't he?
Some would say that people in the payment processing business are con men, so thank you for saying so.
Okay.
Now, does your dad's name ever pop up when you're looking for people that are owe money?
No.
He's not a bill collector.
No, I'm not a bill collector.
The guys who do the credit cards.
I'll explain how. Yeah, so what we do is we facilitate cashless payments for a lot of tech startups, any kind of business, really. But if you need the ability to take a credit card or take a ACH payment, I broker the rate between us and the underwriting bank. And it's cheaper than going to your commercial banker. So if you have a business that you just started, you need to take credit cards.
Call Billy Houlihan.
Patty Houlihan.
Patty Houlihan.
You can call Bill. He'll just kick it over to me. That's okay.
Bill is the Wurtz beverage guy.
Bill is my twin brother. He's my co-host on the show. And, yes, he's a booze salesman as well. So, yeah, we're in booze and credit cards.
And showbiz.
Yeah.
Booze, credit cards, and showbiz.
What more do you need?
Nothing. That's it.
Yeah.
That's right. I had a joke that I was going to say there, but I'll bite my lip.
Right. Yeah, please. This is a clean show.
Not like yours. Yeah. Show's hitting its groove.
I was listening to your show today. It's a very funny show. You know what they did, Skinny? They started out in the studio, and then we took it out. We went to Goldie's.
Yeah.
Did it in Goldie's. Then we went to Fitzgerald's. And then...
Now you're back where?
Well, they're back in the studio, and they found their groove.
Good, that's great.
As I said to Patty, I can't believe how confident you guys are. And he goes, well, nobody's listening. They are so relaxed, I got to tell you. And it's him and his brother and their buddy Clay O'Brien.
That's right.
And they just shoot the breeze about anything. Mm-hmm. Basically stuff within their generation.
We had a kid on one night from a charity, and he was a great kid. I'll tell you who the kid is after the show.
He knows him.
Yeah. He froze. He was like, I mean, it was just like, how many? But, some people get a little bit nervous. They see a microphone.
They do get nervous. I think the difference between, I guess, on my show format is that if you do freeze, I'm like a pit bull. I'll just start attacking and biting you until you start screaming. And now we got a show again.
That's one of the problems we had with our show when we started. Your dad was very quiet, very shy. I couldn't get him to say anything. Yeah. And I had to have several talks with him, but now he's come out of his shell.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you, Skin.
Well, I will say that you guys do the show in front of a live audience, which can tense people up a little bit when they get in front of the microphone. Yeah. Although that we're in this live format and no one's really paying attention.
No, they're
right
not
now.
Paying attention. They're because they're Irish people and they're drinking and they're just talking. Yeah.
But if you get when you get the PA system on, that's when people start going, "Oh my God, everybody in the bar is listening to me."
Yeah.
They're not listening to you. Don't worry about it.
No, they freeze up a little bit.
So yeah, in the studio, it's a little more laid back. You know, you can have a soda and just kind of.
Oh, you guys are terrific! I got to tell you, and folks, if you do yourself a favor, because it's a very funny show. It's just listening to two guys.
It's two brothers.
Two brothers and their pal shooting the breeze, telling stories.
I wonder where they got that format.
Yeah. It works, I'm telling you. Well, 12:40 a.m. on Saturday nights from 7 to 8.
That's right. We open for the Cooney and Keene program.
Yeah.
Saw her today.
Where'd you see her?
She was singing over
there. She was singing with Jim Dooley of the Dooley Brothers.
Oh, no kidding.
They were performing for everybody over at the luncheon.
Jimmy Moore.
Jimmy Moore. The Floods. Skinny was over there.
Did not see the Floods. Okay. Didn't see I didn't see any Politicos coming through the door this year. Although the Floods aren't really Politicos, but when I walked in, they got the badges. You know, your name tag is on the table.
Well, I gave them your name.
And you got everybody. You can see the eyeballs moving in the brain when everybody walks in and they're looking. Who's here and who's not here and who can I shake down for money and who do I owe money to and who do I not want to see and who punched me last week? You know, and so everybody's looking at that table
big table with all the name tags.
Oh, he's not here. Good. I'll go in. Okay. So yeah, there are a few names on there. Chuy Garcia, no show.
Oh, he was on the list, though.
He was on the list.
He was there last year because I brought him.
Yeah.
I know some people who were very upset.
I was just going to get into that. I was telling our friend, Dr. Ronnie Marasso. He gave me a ride over here.
Oh, yeah, the doctor. He's here.
Yeah. He's a friend of the Hooli show here.
I had Chuy Garcia with me at last year's party. I said, this is called bearding the lion in his den. Mm-hmm. He's looking at me like, what?
Yeah. Yeah, he's a no-show. Cullerton, no-show.
He's a big backer. He's a big backer of Bernie.
At least
a big backer of Bernie Sanders this time around.
Is he?
Chuy. And I thought, thanks. All right, let's get one more plug in for your show.
Yeah.
It's the Hooli's Hooli.
Yeah, check it out. A lot of laughs. Hooli's Hooli, 12:40 a.m. Saturday night, 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. You can check the program out at freecrack.com. That's CRAIC. Citizens Reporting American Irish Culture. Who thought of that?
I did.
Good in the hood. Patty, thanks so much.
Thanks, Patty.
Thank you, gentlemen. Happy St. Patty's Day.
See you on the radio.
All right.
1916, 100 years ago, Ireland. Yeats and O'Casey captured the fervor of a nation, standing up once again to tyrants and declaring to the world their independence. Patriots proclaimed it.
To the people of Ireland, Irish men and Irish women, in the name of God and of the dead generations from which she receives her old tradition of nationhood, Ireland, through us, summons her children to her flag and strikes for her freedom.
The Irish Revolution was thousands of years in the making. The Patriots slain in Dublin that Easter Monday in the GPO, and those later executed, were certainly not the first to die for Ireland, nor would they be the last. But their intrepid spirit forever changed our nation.
We declare the right of the people of Ireland to the ownership of Ireland and to the unfettered control of Irish destinies to be sovereign and indefeasible. The long usurpation of that right by a foreign people and government has not extinguished the right, nor can it ever be extinguished except by the destruction of the Irish people. In every generation, the Irish people have asserted their right to national freedom and sovereignty. 6 times during the past 300 years, they have asserted it in arms. Standing on that fundamental right and again asserting it in arms in the face of the world, we hereby proclaim the Irish Republic as a sovereign, independent state. And we pledge our lives and the lives of our comrades in arms to the cause of its freedom, of its welfare, and of its exaltation among the nations.
The rebels were small in number, young and inexperienced in battle, but their mettle was endowed by an old ally.
We place the cause of the Irish Republic under the protection of the Most High God, whose blessing we invoke upon our arms, and we pray that no one who serves that cause will dishonor it by cowardice, inhumanity, or rapine. In this supreme hour, the Irish nation must, by its valor and discipline, and by the readiness of its children to sacrifice themselves for the common good, prove itself worthy of the august destiny to which it is called. Signed on behalf of the Provisional Government, Thomas J. Clark, Sean McDiarmid, Thomas McDonough, P. H. Pierce, Eamon Gant, James Connolly, Joseph Plunkett.
Hibernian Transmedia NFP and I Am Ireland with Paddy Holman present Today in 1916, a once-a-month special report on the historical events in and around the Irish Revolution. March 20th, 1916, the first shots fired by Tullamore volunteers in a prelude to the Easter Rising. There were a bunch of these guys, Sinn Féiners, in a hall, and a big crowd found out they were there and attacked the hall they were in and broke the windows, and a big Donnybrook broke out. And it would be funny, except gunfire erupted, and Captain P.D.R. Bracken, he fired a shot, and the RIC showed up, and it was just a complete melee, and they were beating the guys. And it was horrible. And that, I guess you could say, were the first shots fired for the Easter Rising.
You know, I'm just thinking about, you know, go a little forward to the Declaration of Independence that takes place a month later.
Right.
And in the Declaration, it mentions about 6 times that there have been uprising over the previous 200 years. And I look back at what were the guys in 1798, you know, you look at the time between 1798 and 1916, and here we are today in 2016, which is almost like a similar time. I mean, that's the time period that we're looking at. And now it's begun. Isn't that amazing?
Unfortunately, that's all we have time for today on Today in 1916. We encourage you to learn more about your Irish history and heritage, particularly during the centennial year. Tune in next month for more historical facts on Today in 1916. And you should definitely see Paddy Holman's terrific one-man show, I Am Ireland. You can catch the information at iamirelandshow.com. It's coming up at Gaelic Park March 12th and at the Wentz Concert Hall in Naperville March 19th. You've been listening to Today in 1916, presented by Hibernian Transmedia NFP and the I Am Ireland Show with Paddy Holman. Funding for this program was provided by Hibernian Transmedia NFP and the Ireland 2016 Global and Diaspora Fund through the Consulate General of Ireland, Chicago. For more info, please visit hiberniantransmedia.org.
And then I dreamt I yet might see our fetters rend in twain, and Ireland long a province be, a nation once again.
And we're back on the Skinny and Hooley Show. It's a crazy, crazy weekend here, and we're wrapping up St. Patrick's Day. The best way to wrap up your whole St. Patrick's Day month is to go see Paddy Holman tonight
at North Central College in I Am Ireland at the Wentz Concert Hall. You can pick up tickets 630-637-7469. Patty, so thanks so much for dropping by.
Thank you so much. And I would just say to people that if you're looking to learn about your heritage in a very fun, educational and creative way and singing a few songs along the way, come to Wentz tonight. Tickets are going. They're very, very strong. And I think you will be so glad
you did, because it's an experience you will never forget. And Patty just has the greatest voice. He's the great Irish tenor. And I got two Patty. My son Patty is sitting in. Skinny had to run because
I'm back.
Skinny locked his keys in this car, and he had to call AAA, and AAA came. So I got two Patties and a Hooli. I got two Hoolies and one Patty.
And one Patty, yeah.
So it's six and one half and dozen the other. But is this the first time you guys have met?
No, we've met before.
Oh, okay.
No.
Yeah. Well, you know, you should talk up. You have Patty on your show sometime.
Paddy a hen, August Paddy a doll.
Paddy a what? Say that again.
Paddy one and Paddy two.
One, two.
Yeah.
And we just had a great moment here when Paddy sang The Banks.
Yep.
For Joe Carroll, the deputy mayor of County Cork, and I think he was blown away by it.
Well, I was blown away. What a great voice. Yeah. Powerful.
He's a fun guy. He's having a great time here in Chicago for the
parade. Oh, you always know the Cork guys are out and need to hear that song, and they go, he's like showing red to a bull, you know?
It is. Yeah. I knew it, because that's why I said, you got to come by, and they'd love it. Yeah. Now, what's the other song? Oh, you were talking about the Rosa Tralee song.
The Rosa Tralee, I was given a concert years ago in Cork. And, of course, you always get the finest of critics that come up afterwards and say, oh, that was great,
after
whatever.
Several beers.
But it was a good friend of mine, John McCarthy. John, just a terrific man. God rest him, he's passed on now. But, of course, he came up in typical Cork fashion. He says, that was great. No, you sang that song. It was unbelievable.
Was that The Banks that you did?
No, it wasn't. I had sang The Roads of Tralee. And he came back to me and he says, you should go in. Oh, learn The Pillar. I says, The Pillar? What's The Pillar? He says, The Pillar, Mona, was right. You never know what these Cork fellas are up to, you know?
Well, we got a great crowd here at Lizzie McNeil's. It's kind of wrapping up the whole St. Patrick's Day, because this is airing on the 19th, and hopefully everybody
Saint
lives
Joseph's
through it.
St. Joseph's Day.
St. Joseph's Day. That's absolutely right.
Get your St. Joseph's Day table ready for
today
all those.
Today is St. Joseph's Day.
We got Ronnie Morasso here for that.
Ronnie Morasso is here for St.
Your Italian contingent here.
I'm Patty Joe, too. Yeah.
Are you?
He's
Joseph?
Patty Mike.
I'm Patty Mike.
You're Patty Joseph?
Patty Joe, yeah.
Oh, that's terrific.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There you go.
He's Patty Mike, and his son's name is Patty Mike. He just had he has a little boy that's 19 months old.
That's right.
Terrific guy.
Mikey.
Mikey, we call him. I wonder why.
Yeah.
But he's a terrific young man, and you should teach him to sing. He should go into showbiz. Well, Patty's in showbiz too.
Yeah, I think that all my children might be following down.
Oh, Charlotte's unbelievable. Yeah. It's great. His daughter, my granddaughter.
Patty, how'd you get into showbiz yourself?
Well, you know, I've been singing all my life for as long as I can remember, but I can actually remember one significant event, and I was playing out in the yard in the North Mon, and I heard the lads were going to Wicklow for the weekend, and I was never really on a holiday in my life.
Yeah.
So I said, hey, I'm going to join the choir and get a free holiday.
Ah, there you go.
And it just happened.
Really?
I went to Wicklow.
Then all of a sudden you had sort of an epiphany moment.
I was always singing. The guys knew I could sing anywhere. I think I've been singing longer than I can talk.
Yeah.
And then I realized when I came back on the Monday, I said, that was a great holiday. Yeah. And I realized I had to stay in the choir, you know. So,
yeah.
And you honed your craft.
You know, at one stage, when I was about 10 or 11, I actually had a pretty bad impediment.
Yeah.
Kind of
stuttered a lot.
Oh,
and
no
I
kidding.
Knew if ever I sang, I never stuttered. Sometimes it kind of comes back a little bit, but overall it's generally fine.
He's also
know?
A boxer. Cool. He was a boxer, as he?
No, I wasn't. I was a ring announcer.
Oh, a ring announcer.
Ladies and gentlemen, introducing in the red
corner. Introducing Conor McGregor, the notorious.
I remember.
That's about Conor.
I remember introducing a match down in Macroom for all the local guys. I had to introduce the Mongan brothers, and they were Irish travellers. And I was like, introducing the Mongan Holman! And of course, everyone is looking like, what's Petty Holman doing?
You know
like,
what, Petty?
Like,
yeah. On that note, we got,
we gotta go.
We're
we gotta
winding
roll.
The show down. Can hey. we get an announcer moment for the end of the show here? Just something to take us out
Wrap
here?
Up the show, yeah. Okay.
We've had a fabulous night here tonight. We want to thank Mike Houlihan. We want to thank Petty Houlihan and Skinny Sheehan. And we want to thank our amazing sound man. And we want to give a warm shout out for the Skinny and Hooli.
Very good. Thanks, man.
The Skinny and Hooli Show is recorded in front of a live audience.